Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. I don't know about you, Cody, but I feel very refreshed. I got to tell you,
I don't.
Okay.
I'm quite the opposite of refreshed.
I was
thinking about upgrading my desktop setup over here because I got a MacBook I use. That's pretty much my desktop. I don't use it as a laptop because I kind of use my iPad Pro as a laptop.
Yeah.
This MacBook is from 2020. So it should be working fine, but this is, I'm about to get real nerdy and techie right here. This is before, Apple put in their own silicon chips, their own Apples. This is that still had the Intel chips.
Yeah.
So it's like older, kind of proponents. And this shit, I'm telling you, man, this shit is giving me fucking problems lately. And I think it's about time I upgrade to that Mac Mini. I was trying to start the show start the prep for the show earlier, and this shit decided to not charge. So I had to pull out the OG brick that I haven't used in fucking ages. Pull out the OG brick, the pull there, and then after that, I'll pull up the Zoom app, and the shit picks up my fucking iPhone camera.
Ooh.
For some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why. I tried to do the iPhone camera thing once, though. I was trying to do like a different setup here for the Zoom shit, whatever. Then I decided not to do that. Because I'm just trying to get this shit together so that it's easier with the fucking front-facing camera. So I disconnect that camera, and then I expect the fucking camera on the goddamn laptop to show up. And then we click to select which camera you want. There's nothing there anymore. It's as if a fucking front-facing camera doesn't exist on my goddamn laptop, which is not true because I'm looking at it right now. How the fuck does it not show up? How the fuck does that not show up? So I do that. So I fiddle around with that. I'm wondering, okay, what the fuck? Okay, cool. Let me go back to the system settings. I'm just trying to restart this shit. So I'll go back to system settings, and the shit decides to fucking freeze. I can't click shit. I can't. So what the fuck is going on? So I got to do this. I got to do all this shit. I got to force quit shit. I keep trying to get out of system settings. Like, oh, one close. So I have to force quit that bullshit. And then finally, I restart it, and that takes a little while. And now we are here. It sounds simple, like a simple fix. It fucking wasn't. It fucking wasn't. This is goddamn. This shit is barely 2 fucking years old. A little over 2 years old since I had this. A little over 2 fucking years old.
Oh yeah.
And the shit, I'm telling you, man, this fucking thing, this fucking. I as soon as I get a chance, I'm upgrading this bullshit. I'm done with this old Apple Intel shit. I need that Apple M2 silicone chips. I need the new shit. I need the top of the line.
Did you call it a fucking income fucking poof?
Yeah, it's a fucking income fucking poof. Yes.
Cody went full Karen. Hello, Apple. Let me get your manager on the phone right now.
Man, I was this close to snapping this shit in half and throwing that shit like a fucking boomerang or a frisbee or some shit. Except if that shit would have came back, it would have kicked that shit down instead of catching it.
Sound like you could use a nap, my friend.
Yeah, a nap and a drink.
Oh, shit.
And thankfully, I have a drink right now. Nap will come later, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
You on the phone? You want to speak to your daddy?
I'm about to say, I do sound like him right now.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Yeah, I can't remember.
What's wrong with you? I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. What's your trip? I told you what I'm going through. The fuck's your problem?
You need to watch
that
damn language.
Bitch, I'm God. How the fuck you tell me to watch my language? There ain't no fucking child. Bitch, get off the phone. Go kill your children. Watch that fucking language. Go teach your children. Dumb shithead bitch.
That's Cody and Apple right now. Hey, telling Cody, you need to watch your language, sir. hey, fuck you. Tell your kids whatever shit. You fucking nickel.
Oh my god, dude, that is so me and Apple right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is perfect. See, now I gotta understand Reverend X. It took a while, but I think I understand.
They call Cody, whatever. They was like, who are you talking to? Cody's like, your fucking daddy. That's who you talking to. Hey, I need my shit to work right now, whatever. You ain't my daddy, bitch. Damn. I'm God. Oh, sir, your MacBook is working just... Bitch, I'm God. Shit, all right? You need to understand. It ain't working, all right? That's straight up Cody right now. You know what?
Golly, man.
You know what?
You on the phone? I speak to going to speak to your daddy?
That's Cody and Apple right now. I'm on the phone right now. They're trying to speak to daddy right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to watch your fucking mouth, Cody, or whatever. Hey, bitch, hold on. Wait a minute. You need to watch your biatch. You know? That's how Cody hangs up the phone without biatch.
Yeah.
I take it you pretty restful then. I take it then, huh? Getting all that.
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
No, I'm not restful at all, actually.
Would you like to watch Kid
Rock? Quite the opposite.
Would you like to watch Kid Rock make out with that fat chick again? Or?
With Louis Anderson? No, I'm good.
I was going to say, has Louis Anderson passed away? I think he's still alive.
I think he's still alive. I think, because he was just in that shitty-ass Come to America sequel that came out last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Never mind, then. Forgot he was in the first one, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those motherfuckers that always looks the same.
Yeah, he's been the same for years.
He's like
Sam Jackson and Morgan Freeman. Like, he's just looking the same.
Forever. I thought he was like that fucked up Looney Tunes cartoon with that old doctor that was always looking like this, like he was a leech and shit or whatever. That's what he looked like. Because I remember Louis Anderson had this cartoon back in the day and shit. And they're funny enough, it was about him being as a kid. And yet that kid looked like him now as an adult. I was like, yeah, that Louis, you look like you had a fucked up childhood. Let me see if I can find you this Looney Tunes doctor. Hold on. Oh, there we go. That's what Louis Anderson looked like to me.
I can see that a little bit. No. You know who that looks like? Hey, that like Steve Buscemi.
You know what? Yeah, it do. Actually, yeah. There you go.
Right? That, that's Steve. Yeah, I look like Steve. That's Steve Buscemi, bro.
I knew someone. I used to work with someone that looked like this dude.
Why he just talks like this?
Yeah, you know. Hey JB, did you watch the game last night or whatever? It took me forever to stop trying to like to laugh and shit. I was like, it's fucked up, yo. But man, you even got that fucked up left eye like him too. Whatever. Yeah. It's like going into lazy half cock eye. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That eye. He got that Whitaker shit going on.
Whitaker invented it. Fucked up eyes. Right?
Yeah. You know? That eye just from a different part of the multiverse and all this shit.
Have you? Oh, he's got Heimdall eyes. Motherfucker sees all. You ever heard the saying, God don't make mistakes? I don't know if you looked at Forrest Whitaker's eyes.
I'm about to say, you not sure about that?
that nigga made a mistake with that.
You
right
gotta revise that statement.
Yeah. You ever seen a fucking porcupine? That's a mistake.
Yeah. Or anything from the deep sea?
Yeah. Mistakes. Or or Kid Rock and this fat chick he's kissing on or whatever. I mean,
or Kid Rock, period.
That too, whatever. Yeah, especially him doing music.
Yeah, exactly.
American Badass, watch yourself. That's the only song I know of his, whatever. Because that was back in like
fucking Kid Rock, bro. I remember him when he was, remember Kid Rock and fucking Limp Bizkit and all that shit. There's only one good Limp Bizkit song, the one with Method Man and DJ Premier did that track.
Didn't Limp Bizkit do an Undertaker song too?
They did. Keep rolling. Yeah.
That's when Eminem, I guess, made it cool for white people to try and rap.
Yeah.
And then we was just like, please stop. We really don't want this.
Go away.
I never want to see that ever in my life again or whatever. I remember people thought that shit was cool too for the little bit or whatever, and I was just like looking at them. It was like, this is the equivalent of Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, it really is. Kid Rock, American Badass. Let me pull this shit up real quick.
It's funny because I remember in that movie, I forgot what it was called. It was the comedy movie. It's with all the actors in it too, whatever. This is, I forgot the name of it. It was that Sony film though, but.
This is the End?
This is the End. I think that was the name of it. I remember at the ending of it, whatever, fucking Backstreet Boys
popped up. Yeah.
And everybody was like, that was so cool. And I just
Didn't we see that movie together?
We might have.
Yeah. Or at least we reviewed it together. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I just remember when it came on, I just like kind of rolled my eyes. Just like,
yeah. Cause I remember everybody in the theater is like, with Backstreet Boys coming, everybody like, I was just there like,
I hated them then and I hate them now. I love them because dudes used to clown the fuck out of them back then. Mm-hmm. And then they showed up in this movie every critic and review and like audience member was like, it was
I think that's just a product of nostalgia.
I was about to say, that shows you how hipster we've become, whatever. We just like that nostalgia shit. Because when I saw that shit, I just like, oh, I hated that song back in fucking 99. I hate that shit today, too, whatever. There's nothing I want to see more than five white
dudes. I had this K-Rock American Badass video playing in the background. I forgot how cringy this shit was. And they literally got a biker group with this dude having a Confederate flag on that shit.
That's funny because I got the Limp Bizkit one in the background playing, whatever. So it's like we having a culture clash now.
They did not give a fuck, dude. They literally got a motherfucker. They wearing Confederate flags all over this shit.
I mean, it's funny because I never seen the video when that song came out. So it's like Kid Rock. Hey, one thing you can say about him, he's consistent. Then
yeah, he is. I give him.
I forgot Ben Stiller was in this fucking video.
Jesus Christ!
Wow, he looks so young too. Damn.
Man, people actually listen to this shit. This is awful. This is bad. This is bad. This is really bad.
This dude used to wear like angel hats and shit, and he shaved off the fucking hair, but he left the sideburns or whatever. Oh my God, dude.
My God, this is as trashy as it gets. This is one of the trashiest fucking videos I've ever seen. This is awful. This is bad. God damn, this is bad, dude. Oh my God. Ugh. I'm gonna turn this off. This is fucking on. No, you're rolling.
Oh, remember you used to have people dress like him too? White team and a red hat and shit. Oh my
God.
I hate this motherfucker. I hate that Kid Rock motherfucker too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Hopefully he rolled off a fucking hill somewhere and never came back.
I remember there was this promo for actually this is one of the best WrestleManias ever where the Rock was facing Stone Cold. Oh, sorry.
What the fuck genre is that considered, by the way?
I have no clue. It's because it's not quite rap. It's not quite rock. I think it's like a medley. I think it's kind of like part of that shitty alternative thing. Remember we were doing a shitty alternative music?
I was about to say. Rock. Yeah, we should have played this. Actually,
we might revisit this later. we might do it. Because we did that last number. We might do that again. We might do that again.
Because I was about to say, how the fuck did we not add that on there? Because I guess we probably was confused. We just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, because we didn't know what fucking genre that was. Actually, we didn't know what most of that those music was. So it was like, what the fuck is this?
Something that should stop. Continue your story about the Rock.
I think it was WrestleMania. Was it 17? It was the Rock versus Stone Cold, and that was remember that WrestleMania promo. That's when Stone Cold became a heel. Remember he
I do remember that
man.
Yeah,
that was beginning of his what phase and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. I remember the beer name was.
Yeah, I remember the promo for that. I remember my brother was a big fan of the song in this promo. Mm-hmm. It was Limp Bizkit's, I don't know if you remember, My Way.
Just one more time.
Oh, God.
Living for this.
Oh.
Free again. Yeah! I'm gonna let it all go out. This time I'm stand up and shout. I'm doing things my way. It's my way.
My way or the highway. Okay, yeah, I was like, I do remember that shit now.
That shit was fucking terrible. That was a dope ass WrestleMania, but that fucking promo, no. No. Wow.
My way or the highway. Not at all. Wow. So basically, Limp Bizkit was just feeding off of WWE. And
basically, yeah. Oh, yeah, so they really were. Yeah, oh yeah.
So
they
got paid. So he was just making his money through doing that shit.
They got paid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he won't be making any money anytime soon because Vince McMahon's under fucking trial right now. So.
Oh, Vince, yeah, that motherfucker. Just creepy motherfucker. Goddamn. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's big news going around his ass shit. I saw that shit on NBC, something like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever, and I was like, I said, I'm not shocked by this. I'm just surprised it took this long to catch his ass.
I'm not shocked either. I'm shocked at the amount. That's what I'm shocked by.
Yeah, I could see.
Actually, I shouldn't be shocked by that because every time these stories come up, it's always like fucking 70 people. At least,
yeah,
like semi accusations or some shit like that.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the money he gave. I was like, I don't know why you gave money, motherfucker. Like, I used to watch his show regularly. I'm not shocked at all that these women came out. That motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I'm not. Oh, he did some creepy shit back in the day. And that was like the Attitude Era. And that shit was creepy as fuck. Yeah, if you watch some of that shit.
I think I sent Cody a compilation video of this Negro in a do-rag for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And he was going around. He had like this walk, whatever. And he was like, "What's up, homie?"
Yeah.
And just like,
that's back when WWE. Well, they still don't give a fuck, but they really didn't give a fuck back then.
And I think that wigger John Cena was standing next to him too when he did that. And I was just like, "Yeah, look at this two wiggers together, or whatever." And that motherfucker had that fucking gold spinning chrome belt on his fucking. I was just looking at that shit, going like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, I was like, "No wonder people stop watching this shit. No one believes it anymore because they was like they just being well. I guess they were always kind of stereotypes itself, whatever." But Vincent, man, I kind of figured they'd catch his old ass one day or another. Everybody gets caught eventually, so.
Yep.
I don't know why they shocked by this.
Always.
Yeah. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop, by the way. I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
He's rolling.
Rolling.
And as he told Apple when he got the phone, it's either his way or the highway.
You got damn right.
Yeah.
Or else I'm coming to Cupertino. And y'all gonna hear from me.
He's like, "I don't even know how to get to Cupertino, but
I don't know where the fuck that's at, but I'm gonna find that motherfucker." Y'all gonna hear from me.
That's like some Avatar land or something like that.
Whatever. It's like Atlanta's like that,
one of the lost islands.
Yeah, it's like Wakanda.
Instead of that barrier or whatever, they got MacBooks blocking you.
Yes. You got a wall of MacBooks. Yeah. You got a whole barrier just fucking MacBooks.
It looked like those floppy disks at Barcode that created that. Yeah, that's what's keeping Cody out, whatever. He touches that shit, whatever, and it says access. Denied. Access denied. All the other people get to go in, Cody, whatever, and then he finds his way in. It turns into "Don't be a menace, nigger." he's constantly greeted right at the door too. You know, I'm watching the rest of this video, I'm just like, this motherfucker thought he was cool, this Limp Bizkit fella here. He definitely would have made number one had I considered what the hell this was or whatever. Let's see how many views this shit got. 1.68 million. Jeez, 227 million. Wow. Somebody said the early 2000s was a lawless wasteland of good old music.
Bullshit. Okay. I mean, there was good music at that time. That sure as hell wasn't it.
Dude, this ain't it. That's for damn sure. Somebody literally said this. I would give $1 million to go back to these days of this type of music.
Okay.
I tell you this right now. Cody named five artists that I don't like. I ain't giving $1 million for shit, okay? I will listen to that shitty music before I listen to Limp Bizkit and the Nitro girls in the background with the white tees and fucking red hat on as he's fucking... What? Hold on. Who's that in the car with this motherfucker? Why does that look like Santana? I was like, Maria Santana?
God.
He's like a fake ass Beastie Boy. He's like,
it's basically.
he's even trying to imitate the voice. I think one thing you forgot about the Beastie Boys is that they actually made sense when they were talking. They actually were talking about some quality shit there.
Yeah, Beastie Boys are actually creative.
He got a lot of fucking positive comments. That's for damn sure, though. Hey, look, 10-year-old.
I'm telling you, nostalgia blinds people.
10-year-old me loved this song back in the day. 10 years later, still loves it today. What? Admit it. Merging rap and metal together. This was a true. I know he just didn't call Limp Bizkit metal.
This shit ain't metal at all. Oh. the only thing metal about this shit is that guitar they're holding.
No wonder Ronnie James Dio got stomach cancer or whatever and shit. He heard this shit and said, "This is metal today? Oh my God. This was considered metal." Somebody said, "I love nu metal. It's just brilliant."
I forgot. So yeah, it's nu metal. I forgot that was a thing. Oh Lord. Yeah, that's Jesus. Ooh, it's bad. I forgot how bad this shit was.
Oh man, Korn's on there too. Where's P. Diddy at? Where's his rock song at?
Here's a good comment. Limp Bizkit are a lot like Nickelback. Many people would say they hate them, but everybody secretly loves a song or two. Bullshit.
No, don't. Bullshit.
No, no. The only one I like is that song I got with Method Man and DJ Premier. That's mainly because of DJ Premier and Method Man. And that's it. Well,
Look at this comment. My father played this while we were stealing cars in the year 2000. Now I play it to him when I visit him in prison. Love you, Dad.
What?
That took a dark
turn. It sounds like he's trolling, but I wonder if that's a sincere comment. I do wonder.
Oh, man. Somebody said this is back when music was simple and truly, it was truly better days, whatever. Some of us are still rolling. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know these. All right. This is nostalgia now, whatever. Yeah. This can't be. Well, I guess this was considered. I'm looking at the album cover. I guess this was considered metal back then, huh? Damn, Cody. He played at Lollapalooza last year.
The Biscuit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cody's like, yeah. Like, wow, yeah, I think I'll go. Cody's like, I think you and the girl about to make a destination trip,
hell
right?
Hell in the fuck no.
Yeah, I can see Cody in the audience now doing the rolling thing.
Rolling to the fucking exit.
I love how nobody in this video got any fucking rhythm doing it at all and shit like that.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I'm looking on the right side of the, the similar videos or whatever. I remember, remember that click, click, boom, saliva. You remember that shit?
Yeah, I do remember that.
All right, I'm not going to try to get too far to derail this show, but goddamn.
It sounded like we did a part two of shitty off
track. I don't want to get too carried away. Goddamn, cool. I'm about to go down memory lane. Oh, Lord. Yeah, okay. Anyway, JB.
Yeah, about to go down a rabbit hole. Yeah, I see it here. anyway, all right, people. So, first we got breaking news as I pour me another drink here.
Oh, I think I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Much as the Laker fans we are or whatever, mm-hmm. we respect those legends, you know.
Yeah, we absolutely. And this one, he's the only Celtic player we will ever have respect for.
Kind of glad Cody did have tech issues because I literally just saw this now. I just got posted 55 minutes ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So, what we're talking about here is Bill Russell just passed.
Died
at 88. It's a good age to go out at if you got to go. And man, this dude was like considered the fucking everybody's, you know, says the Jordans, the Magics, or whatever. I think Bill Russell gets left out a lot or whatever. Bill Russell was like an NBA championship. That motherfucker had so many rings. He was putting them on his toes now.
Yeah, basically,
I think he had 11 NBA championships with five MVPs, final MVPs, if I'm not mistaken. That's only because MVPs didn't come until 1969. Am I wrong?
That sounds about right. I'm not sure about that, but that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it was like 69, 70 is when they introduced finals MVP. Mm-hmm. So he probably would have had more had it been then, around that time, or whatever. But yeah, he was a lifelong Boston Celtic, and I think they just named that the award after him too, right? The
Finals MVP. Yeah,
yeah. And it was Jason Tatum that got that, right?
No, that was Steph Curry.
Oh, that's right. They didn't give one out to both. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of when they won the conference final or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. What did Boston get then?
I don't even fucking remember.
Oh, maybe I don't remember neither. I know they got
they won the conference finals, obviously. But
that's what I mean. Yeah. Didn't they get like a conference finals MVP?
Yeah. Well, oh no, I don't think they do.
Golden State did.
Did they?
Yeah, Golden State did. Yeah, they got a conference.
Am I tripping?
Yeah, you tripping right now.
Oh, okay. My bad. I totally forgot. Okay.
Yeah.
My
bad. Forgot who they named it after or whatever and shit. Because I gotta look it up now. Eastern Conference. I forgot who they named that shit after. Finals MVP. This was the first year that they did it, whatever. Jason Tatum named Eastern Conference Final. What the fuck is the name of the goddamn award, though?
Okay. I totally forgot they gave that out.
Oh, it was called the Larry Bird. All right.
Okay.
They named it after Larry Bird or whatever. Okay, gotcha. So Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum wins inaugural Larry Bird Eastern Conference. And I think they named the Western.
Is the Western? Is Magic?
I think it was Magic. Whatever.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so this year was the first year we introduced conference finals, MVPs and shit. And they named them. I didn't remember it being Larry Bird. That's why I thought it was named after Bill Russell, but that just shut me the fuck up. That shows you how much I pay attention to them. But I know that the Western one, because I remember Curry had got it. And I remember it being named Magic or something like that. So they might want to change that name actually now from
Larry Bird to Bill Russell, or whatever. But they might actually do that too. But
yeah,
not if they make that trade with KD because ain't gonna go nowhere now. But
yeah, man. But what a fucking career! What a fucking career for Mr. Bill Russell! What a run for Mr. Bill Russell!
He had
a hell of a life, man.
He was very admired within the community, especially he was always involved with black social issues mm-hmm. as well. He was mm-hmm. always vocal about that kind of stuff. Just look it up right now. Yep, 11 championships won. He had 5 final MVPs. I'm not sure how many MVPs he won altogether per se or whatever, but finals MVPs, he's got 5 of them. And he was kind of the heart of Boston, whatever. And what I loved about him, though, and it does get a little nostalgic when it comes to basketball or whatever, is he wasn't about stat padding. He was about the team. He was like, mm-hmm. I remember he used to make quotes like, if I only get 4 points a game, so what? As long as we get the W at the end or whatever. It's not about me statting my or highing my stats up. It's all about mm-hmm. us winning the championship. So he was definitely a high contributor to that team and was willing to sacrifice a lot of his shit to get, which we would like to see on our side right now with a certain player, but that's another story. rest in peace, Mr. Russell here.
Yep, rest in peace, Mr. Russell. Well, hell of a career, my friend. Yes, hell of a career.
Not sure if he's, I'm sure he's got kids or whatever. So heart goes out to the family and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that their dad and father, husband, uncle, brother, whatever you may think, I'm sure they're proud of his accomplishments, whatever, because that man was a living legend right there.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So, yeah, and my glass goes to you, sir.
Yep, Mr. Russell.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk some whiskey now, because it is whiskey week.
Whiskey.
Yeah, let's talk whiskey.
Whiskey business.
Yeah, let's talk whiskey, Ben. Too bad Rushbrook didn't play like Bill Russell here.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Maybe
you know, an actual team player, dude who's willing to sacrifice for the team.
Yeah. The one that don't go around saying, but I got a triple double back then. Yeah. You know,
Jesus Christ, fuck about your triple double, dude. Yeah. Jesus Christ, bro. You're fucking 33 years old. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares. Sacrifice for the team. Come off the bench. Lead the second unit. We'd be straight. I'm telling you, man. We could have solved this fucking problem if he just took his fucking ego out of the equation. But no, he's Russell Westbrook.
I actually don't even know why. I mean, maybe I guess I do, but it's like, who gives a shit if you sit on the bench? Like, you're getting paid the same amount.
Bro, he would get paid. He's getting paid $47 million.
Yeah, so why would he give a fuck then?
Bro, come on. Shut the fuck up. Just do it. Oh, my God. I tell you, man. It's salt. But no, he's Russell Westbrook. He is who he is at this point.
I mean, if I was, and granted, I'm speaking from the broke line because I'm broke as fuck or whatever and shit. But you paying me $47 million, you can ask me to wash your ass. I'll fucking be like, I got you, bro. Like, yeah, LeBron can be like, hey, clean my socks real quick. I'd be like, hey, yo, bro, I got you. They're gonna be white as motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, they're gonna be the whitest goddamn socks ever and shit. When's that check cashing, by the way? 47 million or whatever. Like, I honestly wouldn't give a shit about starting either if I was making 47, because I'd be like, mm-hmm. I need to save my body anyway or whatever. Yeah. Like, the way motherfuckers getting injured and shit left and right now.
Imagine that shit, bro. 47 million. That's just.
Yeah. And especially at his, what is he, 34? 30, he's my age. 30, I think.
33 or 4?
33 or 4 or whatever. Yeah. Why would he give a fuck then? Like,
he's 33.
Yep. Yeah, as Limp Bizkit, the great Limp Bizkit would say, just keep rolling, bro. Just keep rolling, all right? But I guess when you hear that shit, you a star and you this and that or whatever, I guess that ego just inflates. So, like, I got to play now, mm-hmm. baby. Whatever it may be. So, anyway, it's Whiskey Week. I forgot what month it was for a second. I just blanked where it's August. Kicking in with that now. Year going by fast as hell.
Yeah, it really is, man. Holy shit, it's already August.
That's
insane.
Summer's damn near almost done with, even though
I know, right?
Like, warm to a motherfucker.
I'm telling you, man.
So I thought I would just go back after we did our... Well, actually, I already had this plan, but I forgot that a new bottle was coming out. So I was like, well... So I had a choice between either, because I'm this month I'm doing Blue Run again or whatever, and I had a choice between the Reflection or the new one that just came out, Batch 2 of Golden Rye here. I'm just going to stick with the reflection and I'm poor of that, whatever. But as you can see, I've already kind of put dents in both of them, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've been drinking the shit out of them. I thought I'd save batch two of the Golden Rye, which just came out a week ago, I believe. Shout out to Mike and stuff for hooking your boy up, whatever, and some of that stuff. I thought I would go straight for reflection and just talk about that a little bit here, because this is a fucking fantastic ass pour, I must say. And I had a long text chat with Mike about it. The more I sip on this thing, whatever, the more I'm just in heaven. I mean, I'm going to continue to keep saying this, whatever, but the one thing about Blue Run, they're always just oh so silky smooth. It's always so well balanced. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, it must be putting crack cocaine in the fucking thing or whatever, but I find myself because I got a bottle at the office too. I find myself working and I'm pouring a bottle and I look, I go, God damn, I don't drink that much. What the fuck? And it's like halfway done. I find myself playing video games. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it. I find myself sitting at this desk right here, working on something or whatever and shit. I'm just pouring or whatever. It makes me forget that I'm even drinking alcohol. It's so fucking clean and smooth.
That's how you know that's a good pour.
It's just a solid fucking brand. I mean, itself. So I Blue Run, whatever the hell they're doing over there. They got good shit going over there. And I'm trying to find this text message where we were talking about, because we just got done talking about the Golden Rye. And I was telling them I need a fucking, oh, here we go. So, where is it? Oh, I was like, oh, he was like, nothing but love, brother. I said, oh, and I didn't want to bother you early in the morning because I knew it was a big day for you. But I opened Reflection on Tuesday. And it was perfection. I said one glass, and I didn't even know it, but I got to four glasses, and I was like, holy shit, I'm on the fourth fucking glass right now, you know? I was like, it's so refreshing that it made me forget I was even drinking. I'm sitting by the beach. I'm having a pour, and I kept going back. I said, I need to come back to it sometime this week because it completely just shut my brain off, and I wasn't even thinking of what I'm tasting, what was going on, what's those flavors I was sipping. I was just enjoying the view going, holy hell, I'm on the fourth glass right now after I just got it in the mail and opened it or whatever. And I wasn't even trying to drink this much already. I think it was like midnight too. And I was just like relaxing, chilling, sitting on the beach or whatever. And I was just like, shit. And never once did it come to my mind. I was like sitting there, like analyzing the whiskey itself, whatever, just going like, ooh, what is that? Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just sipping it and enjoying it. It was almost like smoking a cigar, to be honest. Most people, when you smoke a cigar, you're not giving fucking flavor notes or anything like that. You're just kind of smoking and lounging, really. You're just like hitting and just sitting there contemplating like life, basically, whatever. And exactly. Shit, you know, that's what this felt like, you know, and I see where the name Reflection comes from too now, because it really is just like a polished mirror. And I got like so many like positive things to say on this pour or whatever. I mean, I love the bottle design. The bottle design always won. The silver butterfly. I mean, that the reflection of it, that's just fucking gorgeous as hell.
I don't think there can be a bad Blue Run bottle design, right?
Yeah.
Given the template.
I don't think you could fuck this up at all. Yeah.
Right.
And the butterfly logo, when I had asked him what was the butterfly, and he was like, we wanted it to be an evolution of growth in the whiskey. And this is what we thought it would be or whatever. And I was like, that's a goddamn good explanation there. Cause knowing my ass, I'd have just stuck a butterfly. I'd be like, cause it looked cool. Mm-hmm. So I love his definition of it. And it was something, cause I was sitting there in a calm, serene state as I drank this. And I just went like, that's like a polished mirror, you know? You might hear that in martial arts sometimes, whatever, you know, keep your mind clear, like a polished mirror or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. And then that's what I felt when I was drinking this whiskey, you know. So now I'm gonna go ahead and get into the analytical part, and you know, talk a little bit of the bottle or the review part or whatever. And when I sniffed this, I had allergies earlier, but I took some allergy pills early in the morning, and my nose was kind of getting back or whatever and shit. But
very nice.
Oh, man, you get like this wheat toast smell or whatever, like French vanilla. I don't drink coffee or like cappuccinos or anything like that, but the coffee machine at the office, I seen it has like this French vanilla substance in there or whatever, and something like that. That's what I'm coming off on with this one.
Okay.
Get a little bit of the spice, but it's not as too much there like the rye or the other high rye bourbon. Kind of like a that vanilla just sticks out right there or whatever. You get all the like tropical fruits like a pineapple, green apple, and stuff like that. Oh man. Oh man, that shit just it's got like this floral essence too as well. Got your usual the caramel too, whatever. There's a little bit of cinnamon, but it's not sticking out as much as like the other Blue Run bottles do. Man, I'm sipping on this thing right now. Very citrusy, like an orange citrus, a little bit of raspberry. I don't know if I got those fruit notes right, but I know for a fact that's fucking caramel, and it just blends fucking well with that zestiness right there. Like, it just tastes for it makes it refreshing, to be honest. Oh man. It's got like some kind of like a almost like a simple syrup too.
Interesting.
The coloring on that or whatever, it's apparent it's like a moderate golden amber color. Simple syrup. I say that because there's like this hint of sweetness in there that hits the tip of the tongue right there. But then it just like rolls and like blends in with the rest of the pour. You feel it on the palate and then you feel it in the finish. But then the spices and it just mixes all together with the spices and the green apple and the citrusy of it. On the tip of the tongue, that's where you get like this little bit of sweetness. But then like it just melds so well with the rest of the taste buds there or whatever. Like, so it rolls right into the middle of the palate and then it comes in the finish and then, but it mixes with the spices, the green apple and all the other tropical fruit, the raspberries, the caramel. I mean, once again, like it's just perfectly fucking balanced or whatever. Like, something else there, like a banana too as well. Which we did find out on one episode months ago, or whatever, that bananas are considered tropical fruit.
Very true.
I just figured whatever grows on a tree in an island,
you're pretty much right.
It's got to be a tropical fruit, right? Plus, they always had that chick, the Chiquita chick, on the fucking bananas, whatever shit. And like, she always was wearing that outfit or whatever with the hat on and stuff. So I just kind of figured, like, oh, she looks tropical. So she's got to be like, you know. Whatever happened to her?
No clue.
Damn, she got fired. Yeah, she like Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, Cody. She ain't the brand of them bananas no more.
Speaking of Vince McMahon, you're fired.
Yeah.
Hear that bullshit.
Didn't he used to make people kiss his ass on TV?
He literally did. I forgot who it was exactly, but he did do that.
Few fucking people or whatever and shit. So, I mean, we're not really this shocked people that he got caught doing some shit, you know.
No.
I'm sure he's got some fall guys to take the blame for him in this situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For sure. He probably would just get like a, well, I saw he stepped down, whatever, and I was just like, yeah, you don't step down unless you're guilty of some shit. So he looks like the type of dude that just be like, fuck him. I don't even know. I'll fuck them all or whatever. Shit. I'll fuck whoever I want to fucking hear and pay them off.
He does seem like that kind of dude. Yeah.
He's like looking at Brock Lesnar like, I'll fuck you and pay you off. Whatever. Like, he's just.
Turn to Mike Tyson.
I'll fuck you in the gorilla position. You know? I don't even know if they call that the back area of that anymore. It sounds kind of racist when you say it like that. Because I'll fuck you in the gorilla position. You know? You fuck me in the what position? Yeah. Fuck doggy style, gorilla style, bitch. You think he wears do-rags when he fuck you?
He probably does.
what was that?
That wouldn't shock me. Probably wear that chain, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, what's up, homie?
he probably enters the room doing that fucking walk he always does. Remember?
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's like, you're about to get fucked tonight or whatever. Yeah. That man, like 80 something years fucking old or whatever. Shit. It's like
basically
old ass down. The finish on this, man, it's got a medium length but it's nice and sweet too.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Stella Rose sweet or whatever, anything like that, like tropical fruit juice, whatever and shit. This like sweet, like it's got the spice, a little bit of cinnamon on there, whatever, and that honey and that caramel. Oh, wait. Mm.
Now, let me ask you this question, JB.
Yes, sir.
You know, I do my love doing my research on these spirits and things.
So
I just discovered that X4 Roses master distiller Jim Rutledge is working for him.
Yep.
So my question to you, has any of the Blue Run you tried, has any of it had any comparisons with any of like the best Four Roses pours you've had? Any comparisons? Anything similar?
Funny, you should ask that, actually, because I actually was going to get into him being the master distillery over there of doing some of the batches over there. If I'm not mistaken, he did this one, too. I would say this one actually comes close to a Four Roses now that I think about it, especially one of the, obviously, the limited edition bottles, whatever, you know. Not so much the single barrels. I think the single barrels got a little bit more spices added to it. You know, got that little extra tense in there. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? The more I drink it too, it does kind of come close to like the 2019 era, where I thought it would just like blend so well. This one's got a little bit more, it's a little bit more perfectly balanced or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love that 2019 one. I actually debated on putting that in my top three when I had that this year. But I don't think it hits like this. And I think it's because this one's just a little bit more sweeter than that. Where that one focuses more on spice, this one focuses more on sweetness. And I like a little spice or whatever. But like when I get all these like baked tropical fruits in there and then it hits with this like a fucking pie, dessert
pie crust like that, kind of thing going on.
Oh, man, that's like heaven or whatever and stuff. And, you know, we're typically these drinkers on here, people, where we don't really care for all that kind of sweetness too much, whatever. But like, if you know how to do it right, then oof.
Yeah, I like it when the sweet. I like balance. Mm-hmm. Overall, I like balance in my drinks, and I like it when sweetness complements, you know, the other things that the spirit or beer is supposed to bring to the plate. Yeah, I should say.
I would say this is where it beats Four Roses then, because what you just said right there, I think the sweetness in this complements everything else on there. Mm-hmm. Because when I'm thinking of Tropical Island and stuff like that, I'm usually thinking of something refreshing, sweet, got a little color to it and stuff like that. And this, like, hits the nose right on the barrel there. Like I said, I think the Four Roses 2019 focuses a little bit more on spices more. And, like, I've had enough of those Four Roses to say that the spices are good. They're really good, actually, and stuff. But this is something a little bit different for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this makes the drink much more refreshing too. Actually, I think it's way more refreshing than the Four Roses 20. I love that 2019 Four. Okay, I can still give it a last drop.
Would I be right, correct in assuming you prefer this Reflections 1 over that 2019 Four Roses?
Yeah, I would say because that Four Roses 2019 might be on my top 10 list. We'll see when we get to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably have this one higher than that.
Interesting. And my next question, how much did you pay for that 2019 LE Four Roses and then Reflections 1 Blue Run?
So I got two bottles of the 2019, and the one I have open, I think I bought from my buddy Super Bowl day, actually, when the Niners were playing Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I got that from him for $200. And I think for the one I bought, which I got first, I bought that one for I got that for $200 too, because it was $250 with shipping, but I had won like some Instagram contest or something like that, like where they pick your name and you get like free shipping from a site.
Okay.
Great. So it was gonna come out to $250, but I didn't pay $250 because I had free shipping and tax and all that stuff, whatever. Nice. So it just came out to $200. So I paid $200 for those, and I only paid $100 for this one.
$100. Look at that.
Yeah. Wow. This one retail value is $99.99.
$100.
I think with tax, it probably came to, because I bought three, so I must have spent like $340, somewhere around there.
Sound about right.
Yeah, because I think tax was like $14 or something like that, or whatever. Shipping was free. Mm-hmm. So there was always that. This comes at 47.5% alcohol, ABV. All right. Lower than the Four Roses. Hey, you know what? The proof is lower. It's 95 proof too, whatever. The proof is lower.
Interesting.
And that's probably why I do like it a little bit more. I like high proofs. I'm into high proofs, whatever, but I'm not like fucking crazy for them because I know what I know what I'm getting with high proofs. It's like, you know, it's going to be heavy on, depending on the distiller, it's going to be dependent. Like it's going to either be heavy oak, heavy spices, or heavy on the alcohol level, whatever shit. I think Booker's does a great job being a high proof, bourbon. We'll mix a lot of stuff together.
I would agree with that.
Four Roses limited edition. They're not like super high proof, whatever, but they're high enough, whatever. And I think they do a great job too. But the reason why I don't get blown away by high proofs all that much like everyone else is because I love to taste all the other aromas that you got going on in here, whatever. I want to perfectly balance. Sometimes with this one, I didn't even care what I was tasting, to be honest. It just tasted so fucking good. I was just like, I have this reflective state of like, this pour is everything I want right now, whatever. Like it was just so refreshing, so relaxing. It made you forget to even actually, you know what? Now that I look at it, high rye look kind of darker too.
Really not.
Yeah. Maybe it's the lighting or whatever, but yeah, the high rye is definitely a little darker, or not the high rye, the golden rye. Sorry. Yeah. It is darker. So, I think this one wins, man, over Four Roses for me. Not only that, it's easier to fucking find too. Well, it probably sold out now, but it was easier to fucking find. All right, so some Four Roses are a bitch to find nowadays, especially.
Oh yeah, man, those LEs, yeah, those are forget about it.
Especially in those $200 ranges. I mean, I think the 2020 was the only one I didn't get, and every time I barely see it, but every time I do see it, no, I do have the 2020. I don't have the 2021. When I do find it, it's always like $500 fucking dollars. Like, yeah, I'm not spending $500 on that shit, you know? So I think someone tried to trade me my barrel proof for that Four Roses. And I just looked at them and I was like, yeah, you can suck a dick is what you can do. I know. You know what? I remember what it was now. He said my Smoke Wagon private barrel and my one of my George T. Stags for a Four Roses 2021 LE. And I just looked at him and was just like, usually I like to get like, you know, have dinner first before I get fucked, you know, like I like to, you know, Cody, you know me, I like a good salmon,
right?
You know, some asparagus on the side.
Some asparagus. Just about to say that.
Yeah. I love good asparagus. I'm a huge
probably some mashed potatoes.
Ooh, baked potato, mashed potato, whatever you throw on there, whatever. A little lemon so I can squeeze on the salmon a little bit, whatever. Get a nice little drink like this kind of, you know. And then I look at her and just go like, so what you doing tonight or whatever and stuff, you know. We probably go back to her place because we damn sure ain't going to mine. I don't want her to know where I live. And you know, and if the magic happens, it happens, whatever shit. I don't really like the woman to whip her fucking clit out and just be like, hey,
what the fuck?
You gonna get this, what a big boy, what now? And I just go like, yeah. I like to take my time. I'm slow a little bit, you know. I mean, that's basically what he did to me, whatever. He basically, except he's a guy, I guess. So what he basically did, he whipped his dick out and just said, you're going to take this. And I was just like, no, sir, I will not be taking this. I will be to your ass or whatever for even offering that. He just kept going, too. He wouldn't stop either. And then I finally just responded, how did all these trades end up with me giving up two bottles for one of your shitty bottles? I'm trying to figure this out right now, whatever. I think he said, my barrel proof and a single barrel E.H. Taylor for that Four Roses. I just looked at him and was just like, both are worth more than that fucking Four Roses. And don't get me wrong, I love Four and I want it, but God, if you're going to fuck me, dude, at least come on. Like I said, take me to dinner first, you know, wine and dine me, like keep it classy, whatever. Look, walk on the beach so we can watch the moon bounce off my forehead and shine in the bite like diamonds, like Rihanna. And, you know.
Shine bright like a diamond.
I heard she looks fantastic these days. I haven't seen her in a while, but I hear she's like hot as fuck, whatever. My barber would not shut the fuck up about her yesterday. I was like, damn, dude. I was like, I haven't really seen her in public like this. He was like, no, you gotta look her up. I was like, nah, I'm good, bro. I said, I'm good, man. He said, no. That baby did wonders for her. I was like, oof, that's even worse. Like you creeping on her when she fresh out the birth given to her, you know? I'm like, oh man,
that's prime creeper shit.
Yeah. And I'm all about the creeper shit, but you got to understand too, JB is lazy. He don't like having to do any kind of work to stare at a hot woman or whatever shit. If I got to turn my neck around, whatever, I'm not doing that. My eyes will turn into Forrest Whitaker before my neck turns around. Okay, I'll just like look like. Yeah, but that's about it or whatever and shit. You know, I'd start talking about popcorn, put your hand under the sewer and we would pop, 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 you know. People are like, where the fuck is this going now? Like, I'm talking about the reflective state of reflection. That's what.
Reflection, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Reflection of my my old mindset, yeah. Ooh. Mm. Yeah, I think I like the lower proof version of this now. But it does remind me of this some 2019, maybe a little bit more of the 2018 as well too, of the Four Roses limited edition. But it tastes better to me because, even though I like those ones, I keep saying, cause I don't really think I'm shitting on them. I prefer the sweetness over the spice, if that makes any sense. And, where I know Four Roses practicing all their spices, the sweetness just hits for me. Cause like you said, it just complements everything else. It actually brings out all the baked tropical fruits just a little bit more. It like just strengthens the taste of that whenever. And
nice.
Makes the French vanilla and the caramel just mold together well too. I mean, since we press record, I've already had 3 pours now. I mean, I'm going on the 4th one right now, you know?
Damn.
So it's really good. As my Blue Run bias fanboy comes out, because I know a lot of people don't like it because of I've heard people say like, oh, it's not strong enough for them. And I'm just like, yeah, well.
I've heard that. And I heard people criticize like their, I guess their marketing. They say consider it gimmicky or cringy, I guess, in a way. At least that's what I'm hearing from like all the YouTube channels. Nobody likes fucking Blue Run on YouTube, bro.
I've heard the cringy.
Not a single person.
Which is crazy to me that they think their marketing is cringy because I go like, it's like the nicest people ever working there and shit. Like, you know, they're not trying to fuck you over or anything like that. They're just trying to make quality whiskey and interact with the community itself, whatever, to see how it goes, whatever. But yeah, when I see that, I just go like, And when I hear the higher proof shit, you always going to hear that shit. I mean, that he's fucking uneducated mouth breathers out here and shit.
Mouth like, breathers. Like,
it's just... They just fucking think that everything's supposed to be about proof and I burn or something like that. You know, it's funny because when I give whiskey to people that don't drink whiskey and shit, they sip it like, you know, like, oh, like, and then they go like, oh, it doesn't burn or whatever. And it's just like, yeah, because I'm not trying to fucking kill your esophagus or anything like that. I wouldn't give you anything like that. And you know, not the shit on those bourbons and whiskeys too, whatever, because I do like a higher proof every now and then or whatever, but I'm not trying to fucking drink gasoline every goddamn day, all right? Like,
yeah. Yes, no.
I mean, what do you want me to do? I'm not trying to do all that now or whatever. You know, it's like going on that Hot One show where they got the hot sauce and they got that atomic shit, whatever and stuff. It's like taking a salmon and just pouring that hot sauce all over it and shit. Yeah. And it's just like,
if you really want that, just get a bottle of Bacardi 151. There you go. Basically, gasoline.
I poured it in somebody's tank the other day because I wasn't going to try it in mine. It worked.
I don't know how I used to take shots of that shit back in the day. That shit is disgusting. It's literally just gasoline. It's just fusel oil. That's all it is.
Tastes like battery acid.
It's disgusting. It just burns. There's just nothing. I don't know why.
Actually, that's probably what they gave me at that one club we went to that one time when I got
probably
drinking battery. I was just like, oof. Is that a vodka disgusting shot or tequila? I don't even remember what it was, but it was pretty fucking disgusting here. But yeah, you're right about the YouTube community. They do not like Blue Run.
They fucking hate Blue Run, man.
One of those butterflies must have fucked them or something like that. Cause, they don't like Blue Run. I love them. I love every pour that they have, whatever. I do want to go back on batch one of the Golden Rye because I enjoyed it, but I didn't like it as much as I like the other ones. But when I had this one, I opened this one up at the office or whatever. And I went like, Ooh, that tastes. Ooh, I was like, hold on. I remember batch one tasting like that now, whatever. Hold on. I gotta reopen that one. So I gotta do a side by side. I'll open that one on Mix and Match Week or whatever when we get into that. That's a pretty fucking butterfly. But this Reflection, man, I think they knocked it out of the park with this one. 5,800 bottles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, number 5116. It was the bottle day 3/8/2022. This came out back in May for about $99 and with tax probably like 110, 115 or whatever.
Yeah. So people, if you still if you're interested in purchasing this bottle, it is on BlueRunSpirits.com. It's still up for sale.
Mm-hmm. I don't think these ones, the newer ones, are selling out as fast as the older ones did.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, get you a Blue Run Reflection, because I'm giving this a last drop.
This is last drop.
This is a winner for me.
Sounds like it.
Actually, shit. You know what? This might be my favorite one now.
Really?
Yeah.
Your favorite Blue Run bottle?
Yeah.
Wow. You put this over the Cash Strength?
Yeah, I'm probably putting it over there.
Shit, that's big praise, brother. That's high fucking praise.
Now, granted, I do need to go back to the Cash Drink. I'm just afraid of doing that because I only got one bottle.
Yeah, because I was looking at Cork Bixby Nose the other day.
Yeah.
I think last time I checked, they had like three bottles.
Yeah.
Probably should have said that on the podcast. But probably edit that part out. But
by the way, not really.
Not really?
Yeah, I'll save that for after this.
Oh, okay.
Let's just say I know some people there. Let's just
All right.
Let's just say I've seen some things
mm-hmm.
in the back room. Anyway, I'm gonna give this a last drop. This just hits with everything with me that I wanted. The palette is fine. The finish. What I like about the finish is it's nice and medium. And it's got a lot of sweetness too, but you can also still feel the spices in there. It's just the spice is not overshadowing it. I love the French vanilla taste in it. I love the baked fruits in there, the tropical fruits, a little bit of the banana that you get, the green apple. I swear I tasted like smelled at least some pineapple on the nose there too as well. It's been a while since I had some pineapple though, so I could be like off. What did Clayton Douglas used to say? Discombobulated, you know?
Discombobulated,
yeah. Discombobulated. So, save that part or whatever. And then there's like this toasty feeling to it too. Like there's like a marshmallow toasted oak flavor in there as well too. The way they blend the sweetness in with everything else, it just like, once again, perfectly balanced, like all of their drinks. To all the uneducated mouth breathers that's only looking for like higher, you know, proofs and shit like that or whatever. I mean, go get you higher proof. I don't understand why you would buy this bottle then if that was what you wanted. I mean, it literally tells you on the fucking thing right there. It just goes like, you know.
And most of the distilleries that you know sell higher proof thing, they're not shy about it. They always put barrel proof or whatever, cash strength, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would even like fuck with any of this, whatever. They're all under 100 proof. I mean, so maybe you got the cash strength rye because you saw that word cash strength on there, but like. I think ryes have changed for the better, if you ask me, whatever. They're not all high, dry corn no more, whatever, or like feeling hot on the tongue and stuff like that now. They got flavor to it now. They bring a little bit of that Caribbean-ness to it or whatever and stuff. So other than that, I don't know why you're buying this. Buy barrel strength, barrel proofs. The fucking proof is right on the fucking bottle of the thing too as well. I'm sure they probably went to some random ass store and said, oh, how good is this, whatever. And they was like, oh, it's fire. You know, the store owner's just trying to make a sale. They don't give a fuck. They don't. They probably never even tried it, the damn sales, whatever and shit. Most of the fucking store owners don't even drink. So I had a store the other day telling me whatever. Damn, you should work here. You know more than me. I was just looking at him like, how do you not know how to do your job, dude? Like, no, nothing bother me more than motherfuckers that don't know how to do their job and shit. Like, how you get this motherfucker then? Shit, if you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about or whatever. So they got a lot of that at this one store in Orange County. I'll talk shit about them one day because they store picks always suck ass. So they never know what the fuck going on over there. These motherfuckers never even heard of Blatant Black and shit like that. It's like, all right, tells me all I need to know about you. I was just fucking with them too, whatever. They were just trying to sell me that fucking Blaine's Hard or whatever. I was like, you got any Blaine's Black then or whatever? They was like, there's no such thing.
What is that?
Yeah, they was like, and then when they looked it up or whatever and shit, I was like, it's right there. See? And they was like, oh, dude, that's lower proof though. You want this right here. It's like,
no.
I told you what I wanted. I don't want that. That's everywhere. You can try that anywhere or whatever. No. But you want that? No, I don't. I want this one. So yeah, dropping the last drop on that. So
there it is. Last drop.
Ooh.
Mm. Reflections one.
Oh yeah.
Little run
winning again, baby.
About to say they do not disappoint.
No,
they don't.
They captivate everything I want in my pores now. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had them all. By having them all, not Blue Run and stuff, but I've had them all, a lot of whiskey in my life.
Yes, you had.
What we're talking, we're like on 15 years almost of drinking whiskey, and they're very consistent. They hit the nail in the coffin. And I remember I was texting Mike these notes, or this feeling I was having more than notes, because necessarily it's not really even notes, whatever. He was like, "You get it." That's what he wrote me. He said, "Yeah, you get it." He was like, "You got that the reflective state or whatever." And that's what he said. He said, "You found the reflective state," and he's like, "That's what I love about it." And I was like, "Yeah, that's exactly what." He was like, "So when I explained to him," he said, "That's the point." Then he wrote in all caps, "You found it. You did it. This is what I found in 2021 when we were coming up with this bottle here or whatever and shit." And I was like, "Well, I'm glad it hit right, because." It kind of just cleared my mind, realistically, whatever, as I sat here drinking this, and I still enjoy it to this day. Fuck all the flavor notes that I can taste in it, whatever. I just say, just pour yourself a pour of it and relax a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Play with some PS5, whatever, you know? Play with a PS5, which I got another one coming, by the way, Cody.
Oh, really now?
Yeah. PlayStation sent me an email, and I was just like, I don't know how many of these they're gonna be releasing, so I was like, I better just.
Oh yeah, you heard the rumor, right?
What's that?
That they might hike up the price for the PS5.
Oh well, then I'm glad I got another.
Yeah,
because I was thinking of either giving this one away as a gift, like to, I don't want to say who on here, because if they listen to this, they probably already heard it. Then I'd make sure that this out. But it's either a gift or I'll resell that motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, that's wise, very wise.
Yeah, because when they sent me that email, I was just like, I didn't even sign up for this shit, but I was like,
"Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I knew I was lucky when I first got those two PS5s on release day back in 2020, that first release. But I'm super fucking lucky. Looking at it now, and still see the shit. It's hard to fucking find.
Oh yeah,
I got lucky as fuck. Well, those two PS5s.
I remember you were like on it right away. I wasn't necessarily on it right away. I really didn't kind of give a shit, to be honest, whatever. And I wasn't with Sony anymore, so I couldn't get the hookup. So, because usually they just hand you the fucking thing, realistically. So, but I remember when it came out, I was just like, "Eh, whatever, they'll make some more soon or whatever, right?" And they didn't. And then I think during the pandemic round, that was last year, I think, or whatever, maybe it might have been like June, July, Amazon sent me that text message from their treasure box or whatever. "Hey, we got a PS5 for like, I think it was like $450 or something like that or whatever." And I was just like, "Fuck it. Might as well just get it," whatever. Cause it don't look like, if it's taking this long to get some more out or whatever, I was like, "It must be something going on" or whatever. So I was lucky enough to get it that way, but they just recently sent out some emails that they had some more in stock now and to grab one. So I just fucking got another one as if it was like crack cocaine, or as if it like, it was an allocated whiskey bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking shipping is a pain in the ass, but whatever, you know. So yeah, got another one of those, and man, this is a really fucking good pour. You had a great burger not too, by the way.
Oh my god, bro, the cut out in Irvine, that had the Colombian. Oh my god, that burger was, oh my god, that is one of the best burgers I've had this far. Like, yeah. Father's Office is my favorite burger on the West Coast, at least, or sorry, in California, at least. I think the cut might have something to say about that.
Yeah,
because that shit, wow.
Hey, man, Orange County, we went in burgers, man. You know, Orange County's got barcode at it, you know, this burger. And then, obviously, there's a Hop Dotties out there, too, as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, Orange County got some burgers out there to be made.
Yeah,
the cut is old school, too. They got a lot of good shit over there. Mm-hmm. But that chicken sandwich is fire.
Yeah, I reheated that on Nashville. That shit was... It was pretty fucking good.
That Nashville.
That was good.
Pretty fucking good.
Pretty good.
I was like, ooh, that's some fire right there.
Mm-hmm.
In California, it's pretty hard to fuck up a chicken sandwich and a burger now, realistically.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you're a umami burger.
Oh, my God. Man.
They make some shitty ass burgers there.
Like, did I ever tell you about my one and only experience at Umami Burger?
I think everybody only got one because they never went back.
All right, this is back in my college days. I went with my friend Mike. I smoked on my fucking ears. I remember we went there.
Umami killed them.
I remember we were trying the burgers. And while the burger was, it was pretty good, the prices were just out of fucking control.
Yeah.
And I remember.
They're tiny, too.
Yeah, they're tiny. I remember the waiter there. He kind of had a bit of an attitude. He's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
And I remember my friend Mike, he wrote on the back of, you know, they give you the little copies, the merchant copy, and then customer copy, whatever. He wrote on the back that I forgot what he said. I'm paraphrasing. I forgot. He said, literally said, like, the waiter was an asshole. He's full of shit, whatever. He wrote this on the back of the fucking receipt. And I remember we were walking back to the car, and we saw the waiter coming out, too.
Oh,
and the waiter gave Mike this nasty fucking look. And I was like, I mean, I quickly just went back to the car and sat inside. I was like, oh, shit. That was the funniest shit ever.
This is in Northridge, I assume, right?
No, this is while I was going to Valley College.
Oh, sure okay. Enough, oh, okay.
That shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Your mommy is a fucking shithole. I'm sorry.
Man, that shit was funny. That was like the one and only time. That was it.
You know how much those burgers are now? They're like $25, dude.
I can kiss my ass at that
shit. Yeah, and they all, I never heard not one person praise them ever, dude. Like it's got to be like the worst. Like, I think you'd do better eating a fucking, actually, you know what? Yeah, Carl's Jr. burgers are better.
I wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, fucking Wendy's.
More value.
Wendy's is a thousand times.
I think Wendy's is delicious. That's the most underrated fast food burger, bro.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah,
Wendy's is delicious.
Wendy's is the best burger fast food place, whatever. I mean, shit. Mm-hmm. Me and Cody would go. We went there a couple of times, whatever shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that's just fire or whatever. Fucking Red Robin is better than fucking Umami.
Red Robin is better than fucking Umami Burger.
Yeah, like,
that's true.
We went there not too long. Well, actually, wasn't long ago.
That was a while ago, yeah.
Everywhere has bigger burgers except for you.
Everywhere. Mommy. Every fucking where. Mommy's, fuck Umami Burger. Yeah. Wipe that shit off the map. I think I'd rather have McDonald's than fucking Umami Burger.
Yeah, I'd probably eat Burger King before.
Yeah, oh, I don't know about that. I won't go that far. Burger King, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I get that Whopper, dude.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'll eat my
That's probably the one thing I'm like,
Hey, it's only fucking $2. I'll fuck with that. You can get them fries, too. Get them
fries. I can't go that far.
I might be miserable afterwards, whatever. Maybe at least I'd be like, I didn't spend.
Well, gas. You say money at least.
Yeah. At least I didn't spend gas money on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I broke a five for this meal, Cody. Okay. Man, good luck with your $30 burger over there. This shit don't even come with fries and shit. Cody, you gotta get that shit separate.
Hey, you know what? The beer ain't even fucking good there either, man. Mommy burger. Shit, old ass beer.
You don't even fucking old get fries beer. With that $25, motherfucker.
Yeah. They gotta pay extra for the fries. Fuck that place, bro.
You brought me this tiny little ass burger out and shit. I just looked at this motherfucker. I said, "What fries at?" They said, "Oh, you want fries too? Whatever. That'd be an extra $7." I said,
"Yeah,
just $30 for a fucking fries. Suck my dick. That's what you could do." Where the fuck is the? I went ghetto as fuck. Where the tomato at on this bitch? I didn't even pronounce tomato right. Tomato. Where's the tomato at on this bitch? What's that white shit right there? Oh, that's mayonnaise. Ew. And black, sir. Where's the goddamn Thousand Island restaurant? I mean, okay, shit. Fucking Louis burgers taste better than fucking your mom. Okay? Louis burgers stomp them all. That shit fire. Yo. That shit knocks. Okay.
Shit,
Tam's burger. All that shit. It all tastes better.
Pretty much everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Any place that has a burger better than fucking Umami Burger.
Yeah. We should have a Umami show.
I'm about to say, we should probably call this episode Fuck Umami.
Fuck you, mommy. Yeah. Fuck your mommy and their mommy, too. Whatever. Shit.
Fuck your mommy.
Oh, I'm sorry. They spelled it differently. Fuck your mammy and they mammy and all they mammies and shit.
Oh,
that bald headed bitch. She look like that man on the fucking oatmeal box with her. Fuck her. I don't like her.
Oh my God, bro. Yeah. The Mommy Burger's trash. The place is fucking trash.
They put that shit in the nice cities, whatever, to rip motherfuckers off.
They really do.
And people getting ripped off and shit, really eating that nasty ass burger. When have you ever seen that fucking place crowded? It's in like your Santa Monica's and your Beverly Hills and shit, but you don't never see that shit crowded.
Yeah, Santa Monica, Studio City.
It just be there. People think they're eating grade A fucking meat. That's a cow that I fucking. Man,
that ain't shit. And they put that bullshit ass umami brand on the fucking bun too. Like they're trying to do something. Man, like, fancy. Get the fuck out of here with that. I don't give a fuck about your fucking brand, bro.
You need to get fucking Costco buns and make this motherfucking bigger than shit, okay? Like $55 on this and it tastes like shit, okay? Some of it tastes like somebody rubbed their balls across this shit, by the way, too. So fuck you, mammy. You know what? They should get that frog to sponsor them.
Yeah, they should. My
That racist ass frog. Fuck that frog too. Whatever.
Yeah, he hates that shit too. As soon as they said cut, he's like, "I'm a goddamn paycheck guy. I'm about to go to Burger King right now."
That motherfucker said, "I'm so hungry, I could eat at Arby's."
Yeah. Get that shitty ass roast beef sandwich.
Why the fuck is there an Arby's? Why the fuck is there still an Arby's in Hollywood, too, bro? That big ass Arby's is there. I drove by there when I was going to K&L, and I just looked at that motherfucker and said, "Why is that here?"
That's another fucking novelty to me, Arby's. I still haven't tried this shit, but I don't get it.
You can get a
I heard nothing but bad things.
It tastes like shit.
Nothing but bad things.
Cheese looks
I heard nothing but bad things, and it's still up and running. Yeah. And even on the commercials, it's hard to fuck up with your marketing because people go out of their way to make their food look good.
Yeah.
And even then, Arby's is like, "I don't give a fuck. It look like the actual food. It looks like shit.
That shit look like Toy Story cheese on that motherfucker.
That gray ass, undead looking meat and shit.
It look like Walking Dead meat and shit.
Yeah, but it's like Walking Dead. Yeah.
And them shit looking ass curly fries. Jack looking at that, shaking his head, going like, "Y'all fucking my fries up, whatever." Like, come on. I saw that shit in Hollywood. I was like, "Why is that motherfucker still open?"
Yeah.
Why is that even still there? You can replace that shit with a Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
You can put any goddamn thing here, whatever. Shit, we all know where they're getting that meat from. They're killing them cows in that Chick-fil-A commercial and shit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They're rounding their asses up and shit and not knowing that they ain't even real meat and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, they're going to be talking about we 100% vegan to get people in that motherfucker. They hand that shit away, Cody. They be like, "We got 2 for 2s. Come on now. Get up in here. Get 2 for 2. We throw in the fries for free now, you know?"
That's another thing, too. That Chick-fil-A marketing. Basically, they're not saying this outright. Basically, what they're saying is like, "Oh, yeah, we saved the cows.
Yeah.
They're good. They're good to go." That's why they're marketing it like the cows. Like, "Hey, look, chicken here. But what about the chicken, though?"
Yeah, fuck that chicken, dude.
Yeah, I guess they're saying, "Fuck the chicken."
Yeah.
Kill them motherfuckers.
I feel sorry for them chickens. They like, "Yeah, fuck them chicken." Hey. Hey, shit, you come across me, I say, "Fuck them cows and that chicken, shit. I eat both of your asses, shit." I had a great fucking cow the other day at Steak and Whiskey and shit. That motherfucker was delicious. I was like, "Kill that other one, too, while you at it, shit. Make me another one or whatever, shit. Motherfucking delicious." Yeah. Hey, somebody got to go. Ain't going to be me.
better you than me.
Better you than me. To quote the great Ving Rhames. Fuck them, you know. Greatest line ever, shit. Fuck them all, shit. You know. So yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, but anyway, we're done. We're getting out of here now.
Time. That's a wrap. Short. That's all she wrote.
I'm on my fifth glass of Blue Run Reflection now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Next week we're back with craft beer week.
That's right. Beer week next week. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Someone told me, like, "Why don't Cody like seltzers?" By the way.
They don't like seltzers.
I swear to God, this is what he said. He said it's almost the same as some craft beers.
Okay, I'll tell you right now why I don't like seltzers. Because fuck them, that's why.
Fuck them.
Yeah, there you go.
You should
Did I answer your question.
Should have told him fuck your mammy too while you at it. Yeah, mammy. Yeah. Welcome to the WB. Niggers.
That's what he wants to say. That motherfucker was secretly a plantation owner. That's the hairstyle I want you to know.
Where do you think you got that hat from? Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Only plantation owners had that fucking hat or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, him and.
But I am.
Do you know your daddy? Huh? What's wrong with you? I come to name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. What's your trip? I told you what I'm saying. What's your problem? What's your problem? Bitch, I'm God. How the fuck you tell me? Child. Bitch, get off the phone. Go tell your children what they fucking language. Dumb shithead bitch.
Dumb shithead bitch.
Oh, God. I love it. Reverend X opened up the show and closing the show. This is perfect.
Yeah.
This is fucking perfect.
So instead of uneducated mouth breathe, I call him dumb shithead bitch. So with that said, people, I'm your godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
You dumb shithead biatches.
Fuck your problems. I'm God and bitch you
not.